fun song. Got 2 hours till the easiest quiz in the world. Don't you go anywhere, okay? Unless you have to go to work. You should
make order the bathroom.
You could do that. Mm-hmm. But bring us with you. You could always do that. Claudia, kickstart our week with a positive little vibe here. Claudia's quote of the day.
Yeah, and this one comes from Lily Blue, actually. Yesterday, I was like, I'm looking for a quote for tomorrow, and she found this one, and it's about a Monday. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, not only is it about a Monday, but it's so Lily Blue-ish. And I love it. So it says, when life gives you Monday, dip it in glitter and sparkle all day.
Let's make the best of it, people. That's exactly what it's saying. It's Monday,
exactly.
So let's make the best of it.
She's like, because, Mom, Mondays are hard. But she's like, I'd love to be able to just dip my Monday into glitter and sparkle all day. And I'm like, but you can.
Well, you can. You know what? It's like your Monday thoughts set the tone for the entire week. And it's always really important to have like a really great mindset. So that way your whole week is going to be better than.
So I had like a, not a negative, but like a funny comment about it. But it so goes with what you just said, Natasha. So the thing with glitter is you can't get rid of it. It's like, it just sticks around and it's annoying. And like weeks later, you're like, what are you... Like, was I with an exotic dancer last night? Like, why is there glitter everywhere?
Oh, really?
But so the thing is, what you just said is it sets the tone for your week. So maybe it's a good thing that you put glitter on your Monday.
For
sure. So it's the constant reminder throughout the week of what you said to yourself Monday morning.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, they always say like Mondays, new beginnings, new day, new week, another chance for new opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. I used to be very pessimistic about Mondays. And especially I think the hardest part about the weekend is that Sunday night, right? You're like, oh, yeah.
You're so anxious for the next day.
You're like, it's Monday tomorrow. I don't want to go to work, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to have like a great mindset and say, no, I'm going to start a new week. Great things are going to happen. Let's dip it in glitter and shine.
Maybe. Exactly. Because we don't have a choice. Monday comes anyway. Mm-hmm. We don't have control over the Monday, but we do have a control over what we make of our Monday. Yeah. And that's it. Listen, so if you want, you dip it in glitter and you sparkle all day.
So Lily Blue is inspiring me now. But so Lily Blue also has a favorite quote that I once said.
Which is?
That she was like, Mom, this Lee guy is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best thing about being an adult is you don't need a reason to go buy a cake.
Yeah. She's like, I can't wait to be an adult.
I love it.
It's so true, though, right? Okay, listen, you're going to love or hate what is coming up next. There is a specific person in history that the average Canadian takes less vacation time than.
Ooh.
And it is going to blow your mind. It's supposed to be funny, but it's really not funny when you actually hear the answer. Next.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Swimming in the deep blue. Got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right. And now, oh, I'm in a sea of lights. And celebrate it. Baby, I just don't wanna wait.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And it's 7:40 every day this week. Tickets to Fuego Fuego.
Yes.
Fire, fire.
Hot,
hot. Hot, hot?
Fuego, fuego. Hot,
fire,
hot.
Fire, 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 fire.
I feel like I'm getting pizza, pizza. Fuego, fuego. Good morning. Okay, this is going to want you to have a little chat with your boss, I think. So there is a specific person in history that took more time off every year than the average Canadian. And this is, it's scary when you hear who it is. So think about it. Who in history would you imagine got more time off than the average Canadian? Took more time off, worked less in the average year.
I mean, I'm thinking somebody who's self-employed and has their own business and they can just take off whenever they want.
See, I'm thinking the more money you make, the less time you have off, right? Oh. So because most people that, you know, are entrepreneurs, they don't take the time off because they feel like they can't.
Is it like a politician?
It is. Okay, Claudia is definitely on the right track here.
Okay. Okay.
Less money. Definitely nobody with power or a big salary coming in. I can tell you that for sure. How about I just lay it on you?
Why don't you
the breakdown.
Us. Yeah.
On average, Canadian workers take less vacation time than medieval peasants.
Ooh.
How?
And peasants? How is that possible? Wait a minute.
Because people didn't work back in the day. You didn't have to go to work if you didn't want to. You weren't employed the way that we are today. There weren't any conditions. There weren't like a certain amount of vacation.
Yeah, there wasn't like an HR department where you were like getting... But
if you were a peasant, didn't you want to work because you wanted to keep making money because you weren't making enough?
You wanted to, but so back then, we're talking about the 13th century.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, long time ago. Right. You were probably in your 20s then, Natasha?
Okay. Yeah. Shut it. And you were like 22.
I know. Okay. So back then, everything, your work schedule was mostly around agriculture, right? And religion. So there, you worked in the on season. If there was the off season, you did work less, and that's a huge factor. But there were so many religious holidays that you didn't work that you actually ended up taking more days off than we currently do.
So note to self, take your vacations. You know what? This is a great example because I don't know if you guys witnessed it last week. Our boss came in and he's like, Natasha, when are you taking time off this summer? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, you need to tell me. And part of me is just like, well, if I'm not going anywhere, why am I going to take some time off?
No, you have to.
Exactly.
It's to reset. It doesn't matter what you do, where you go, but you need to reset.
Exactly. And I think most people feel, well, if I don't have anywhere to go, why am I going to use my days up to go on vacation? And I think it's that whole mindset again, where like, we're that hustle culture. We got to keep working. We got to make money because if we take some time off, they're wasted days.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Our vacation does not carry over. So take your vacation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because there's an expiry date
on
them.
Kind of like a queen up in your castle on that one. We're just the peasants. You're like, take your vacation.
Off with your head. Off with your head if you don't take your vacation.
Montreal traffic for Bel Air Direct. Hear ye, hear ye. Take the shortcut to quick online quotes with Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Kim, the roads, how art thou?
The peasants be overflowing on the streets. No, I'm kidding. Little busy for a Monday, actually. 25 South bogs down at Beaubienne for the Lafontaine Tunnel outbound. Inbound gets crowded around the 132. Jacques Cartier, Victoria, Champlain, they're busy but still moving well. Mercier gets a little crowded in the approaches. Calipoe, crowded around Boulevard Perrault. Illator picks up that usual volume around Chateau Vaudreuil. And a close-up of the drive from Laval coming up next. Right now at Chico Pet Store, get a free Royal Canin can of cat food with the purchase of select cans. Chico, the favorite local boutique of our local pets. I'm Kim Kieran on the Beat 92.5.
We're making it a long holiday weekend by adding an extra Casino de Montréal's Party Mix evening on Sunday. Visit CasinoDeMontréal.ca for the complete lineup.
Socks with sandals. A mullet? A face tattoo. It's time to make better decisions. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease a Pathfinder or select Rogue models and choose from one of three great offers. A Nissan bonus up to $1,500. An accessory credit up to $1,500. Or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Visit your Nissan dealer and make every decision a winner.
Until April 30th on approved credit. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Martin's the kind of guy who appreciates the finer things in life. He's the one who's always asking for extra gravy at the restaurant, who's always putting butter on top and mixed into his popcorn, even if it would be nice to have the extras once in a while without paying extra. But during the More for Less event at Germaine-la-Rivière, the more he buys, the more he saves. And because that goes for all departments, Martin has found enchantment. And so have we. Germaine-la-Rivière. Enchanté. Visit us in-store or online.
You won't want to miss this. The Sun event is on at Iris. For a limited time, save $150 on prescription sunglasses. Looking for an extra pair? Get 50% off the lenses on your second pair. Whether you're hitting the beach, driving, or just enjoying a walk in the sun, make sure your eyes are both protected and fashionable. Don't wait too long. This special event ends on June 8th. Visit iris.ca for full details. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Jaise Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
Happy Monday, Montreal. It's Catherine D. Are you looking for an exceptional treatment to help firm the oval of your face, neck, neckline, and bust? Well, it's time to discover the Global Décolleté Expert Serum from Karen Joka. The ideal care to target all types of skin sagging due to aging of the skin, menopause, pregnancy, or weight loss. Defy the effects of aging and quickly get a skin that looks firmer, smoother, and younger. The Global Décolleté Expert Serum from Karen Jonka is available in pharmacies.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom!
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
From April 22nd to the 26th, don't miss the Lexus 5-day event. Take advantage of exclusive offers like lease rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months, including a 2% rate reduction during the event. Discover the 2025 Lexus NX250 AWD signature package starting at $528 per month with a $6,500 down payment and a 0.9% lease rate for 24 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Starting from $54,442, enjoy the luxury of a Lexus SUV.
Spinelli Lexus, the address of choice for all automotive services.
For over 25 years, Depodium Mini Entrepot has been supporting our communities from coast to coast, protecting what's important to us. As Canada's leading storage provider, now more than ever, buy Canadian, store Canadian, and support local. Depodium Mini Entrepot. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Daily reminder, Walmart always has low prices on all your fresh fruits and vegetables. Yes, low prices to help you save money and live better. Like red or green seedless grapes for only $1.96 per pound. Shop low prices every day at Walmart.
Greetings from New Jersey. We welcome you. Sky to shore, sun to snow, winning cities to historic towns. Let the games begin. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org/CA.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Ride a Subaru Desource. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Desource.
Ride with us. Ride a Dilawri.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
We're getting closer to 640 when Yay. You get to play Spit It Out. Yes, please. And also,
you just say it, don't spray it type of thing.
You know what?
There's a lot of germs flying here.
You just spit it out.
Well, we are really judging badly. What happened at your house this past weekend. Let's just say that.
Yeah, so I never thought I'd have to hire this person to come to my house, mais j'ai pas le choix.
That is coming after Ja Rule. Ooh, that's a good one, Ashante. Just 30 seconds away. Kim, how are the roads?
Well, 640 and the 440 look good. 13 south, though, slowing between Dagenais and Henri Bourassa. 15 south, crowded around the 640. Then it starts to fill in at Dudemaine for the Met. And the Met West slows Lacordaire to Papineau and again from Saint-Laurent to Decarie. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
Got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the clank, you drop the order of restraint. Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that some boots and shades spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Style. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can. Come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dead job letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. Use your MOB. Money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can. Like bombers boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. You crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up wet for she's a. Remind these women to mind the business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money green beds. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care.
To make mixed CDs back in 2000, that song was always on it. Good morning, it's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim. mix
CDs. You were burning them on the CD. Look at you. All right.
All right. So over the weekend, guys, I had somebody over that I never thought I would ever have to hire, but it comes to a point where sometimes you just don't have a choice.
What
right?
was he wearing?
You hired a cleaning staff.
No, I did not hire cleaning staff. I wish.
A caterer, a chef.
I would have rather spent my money there.
A chef?
No, not a chef. Okay. I had to hire a French tutor.
What?
So here's the deal. Noah's been always doing very well in school. He's got a really good average. But, you know, French was always, you know, the subject which he struggled with. Normal, you know, raised in a bilingual household with a father who did, you know, make an effort to speak to the kids in French, but sometimes, you know, has a bit of a hard time with the le and the la, feminine, masculine. Because
like
it's not obvious.
Well, I don't understand it still.
It's so hard.
It is hard. If you're not raised and born with it in that environment, like, why would you know what's feminine and masculine? It becomes very difficult.
I don't know why things are feminine or masculine. Like, why is a house... La maison, why is a house feminine?
So there is no reason. Okay. And that's why it's so hard.
That's messed up.
It is. Yeah, it really is. It comes from the Latin language. Like you'll see the same thing in Spanish, for example, una cerveza. Like one beer, a beer is a feminine word.
And no one ever has one beer.
Right? Muchas cervezas.
Exactly. But in English, we don't have that. And the truth is French language is something that's very difficult, right? There are so many rules and exceptions to everything. And so at the end of the year, because he's in Sec 5, he's got to do a composition écrite, a written exam.
Oh my God.
And he had a practice exam recently and it didn't go well at all. And so he needs help. He needs help with, you know, like the syntax part of it, how to write, how to accorder the verbs. You know,
Do you still use a Becherel for that? Is that still a thing?
You can, but there are some rules and an exception depending, I don't know how to say these things in English, but le COD, le complément d'objet direct, indirect, it becomes very, very complicated.
So what is his language of choice when he speaks to you and his friends? English?
It's a back and forth. I find the young people, they speak like really franglais.
Yeah.
So it's majority French because he does go to a French high school, but they put a lot of English in there.
Right. And you're French speaking. That's your mother tongue, right?
That's my mother tongue. Yes.
So how do you feel that your son is having trouble with French?
So it doesn't bother me.
Right.
I'm bothered because he was afraid that he wasn't going to pass the exam and therefore have to take summer classes and potentially not even get into CEGEP. Because this is a very important exam. If you don't pass it, you don't enter CEGEP.
Mm.
And that drives me crazy because it's like, well, he's got an 89 overall average. He's good in everything else and not everybody's going to be good just in French. So why is it that one subject dictates whether or not you get into a higher education?
I have a potentially naive question. As an Anglophone, I grew up Anglophone in this city. And so as somebody that you're a Francophone.
I am a Francophone.
You're fully bilingual, but I don't want this to come across as like a hot question or anything. But I know we need to
protect... Is there a better way?
It's not that is there a better way. I know we need to protect the French language and it's super important. I'm super proud that I'm from Quebec and that we are a Francophone province. I love that. But there's a difference between being able to speak it and embracing that. Exactly. So why do we have to put such emphasis on every part of the language as opposed to like, let's make sure everyone could, the most important, talk and understand.
Yeah. And let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
Like we don't write like Shakespeare. We don't speak like Shakespeare anymore. Right. So I do think that eventually, the French language as we know it now or as we've known in the past is going to have to evolve and change because if you're making something so hard to grasp, like for myself, who is a Francophone, like it doesn't become fun for other people to try and learn it and to embrace it.
Would you be able to pass this test?
That's such a good question.
Would you be able to write? Because I know I would not be able to do this at all. I'm very like intimidated by the French language. I can speak it, but when it comes to me actually writing something in French, oh my God, no, there's no way. Like my daughter's really great in French. She's in French immersion.
Yeah.
And I didn't want her to become like me because I never really had to use the French language in my career because we chose this.
Mm-hmm.
And we work in English media, but I ask because you're a francophone and you're perfectly bilingual. Would you be able to write this for Noah?
I think I possibly would because I have written skills and not everybody does. And I do have language skills as well. But I do know how hard it is. Like I know, like for me, the French for Noah is the equivalent of my math. Like I suck at math. I was always good in French. But the fact of the matter is not everybody is good at that. And it's hard to learn a second language. And it's hard to learn a second language that is as complicated as the French language.
She didn't answer the question, Lee. Would you be able to?
I would.
Demander en français, peut-être en
anglais. Est-ce que tu peux passer l'examen?
Passer l'examen.
I would. I would, but not everybody can. And I really do think, like, I love French and I love that we're a bilingual, you know, city. Yeah. But I do find that we should make it easier, more fun. And it should be attractive to want to learn it. Do you know what I mean? And not so complicated.
I agree. It should be attractive and it should, like, it kind of feels like, you know, like when something is mandatory and it's shoved down your throat that you gotta do this.
You can't digest it, right?
You can't digest it. You want to. Listen, I'm all about learning as many languages. I brag about the fact that, you know, I can speak four languages. Perfectly bilingual, no, but I love the fact that we are a multicultural city where we can, you know, hear, like this person was texting us, buenos dias, buongiorno, hello, bonjour, and you're like, that's Montreal.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to writing, like I can't write in any of those languages perfectly. I don't even think I could write a sentence perfectly, but I could speak it.
Yeah, and listen, guys, to be very honest, now we have programs, we have computers, we have, you know, AI.
Duolingo.
So honestly, if you can speak it, somebody can write it out for you nowadays. So I don't think we should, I just think we focus too much on the bad part of the French instead of on the good part
of
the French.
It's a beautiful thing.
Let's call François Legault, see what he has to say about this.
Yeah, leave him an English voicemail. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll go well.
I mean, this is serious talk, but it's a real one. I'm very happy that you were, yes, there's a text.
Yeah, there's a text, and this is going to be Noah's situation. Noah's going to go to Champlain, which is an English cégep, and they say now in higher education, such as college, they will have a French exit exam as well. They have to pass it in order to get their diploma, and that makes no sense.
Listen, all I know is like this texter, I always support the French kiss.
And the French fries?
And the French fries.
Good morning, Era. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And whatever you're going to be doing today, it's not as cool as what Katy Perry's doing.
I know.
It's going out into outer space.
That's right.
Huh.
I mean space, not outer space.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, can you explain the difference?
So I have such a problem with this because everyone talks about like, oh, there's all these people going to space. So it's aboard Amazon, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, right? It's like space tourism. And they sell it as you could go to outer space. You could go to space. But it's not because I'm a space nerd and I know a lot about this stuff. So if you want to know how far they go up, all these people that go on the spaceship, specifically these, picture a globe in your classroom. Okay, like one of those. They go as high up as two dimes stacked on top of each other.
Hmm.
That's how far off the globe they are.
But they still fly in there. They're still losing the gravity.
It's not to the same point of view if you go further out. Like you lose a little bit. So the whole flight's like a few minutes long.
Yeah, so I'm totally not interested in this at all. I don't ever dream of wanting to go to space because I'm freaked out about it. But I feel like this whole mission and this all-female crew going into outer space or not to us, it's just an 11-minute journey.
Mm.
The flight is expected to just last 11 minutes. It's 62 miles, and they pass the Karaman line, which is the internationally recognized boundary of space. And then they're going to feel a little weightlessness while they're in space before returning to Earth. So it's an 11-minute voyage.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Katy Perry, Gail King, Jeff Bezos' wife. And I have a problem with what Katy Perry said. She's like, I want to be a role model for women or young girls so that they too know that they should pursue a career in space. Or like, you know...
But she's not pursuing, but she's not an astronaut.
Exactly. That's where I have a problem with this. She's not working on the rocket ship.
No.
She's not the one who's like creating these missions and doing all the research and working in outer space and trying to find out how, you know, life works out there. She's just basically going on an 11-minute, $1.25 million seat voyage.
Well, that's what she should have said. She should have said, I hope that every little girl out there can make enough money and have careers so that one day if they want to afford something like that, they can.
Or just be given it for free, because that's probably what happened.
She probably got it for free.
Right?
You could never pay me $1.2 million to go in space. With everything that happens, I always feel like it's a dangerous mission.
I feel like it's the safest form of transportation out there.
What?
You do?
I feel like I would rather that than be in the car with some people in this room.
What about the astronauts that never made it back for like 9 months?
Yeah, but I mean, think of it, like, it doesn't happen very often. And that wasn't like NASA sending them up there. That was somebody else.
This is going to freak you out even more. So there are no pilots on board and the rocket is fully autonomous. So there's nobody else with them except for these women.
Nope.
No one else.
No, thank you.
No, because listen, if it's you, Gail King, and Jeff Bezos' wife, and something goes wrong, who are you turning to get you back home safely? Neither of them would.
Katy Perry, can you jump on the steering wheel, please? No. By the way, if you are a young girl and you're interested in space, okay, yes, Katy Perry, it's cool that she's going. I want you to be inspired by, like, maybe these four people. Julie Payette, Shauna Bandia, and Jenny Sider. These are four women, Canadian women, that have either traveled to space or are very involved in the space program. That's what should inspire
the
young girls.
Is she going to sing a song while she's up there?
Oh my goodness. So she just announced that she's going to sing a song while she's traveling into outer space. And if you guys are interested in this, it takes off at 9:30. You can watch it on YouTube because they're live streaming it.
She's going to sing I Went to Space and I Liked It.
I was just Googling Katy Perry songs to be like, what can I say? That is genius. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Claudia for the win. I've worked with you for like 9 months.
Yeah.
That is the most impressed I've ever been.
I'm not always spaced out, just sometimes.
You just brought us back down to Earth. Hey, Kim. Is traffic out of this world?
It's a little heavier than usual for Monday. 13 South slowing St. Rose to Henry Bourassa. 15 South, you're crowded around the 640, again around Saint-Martin. Then it fills in at Dudemaine for the Met. Met westbound, slow moving from La Cordaire right through to DeCary. 40 East, Illator, starting to reach for that 30-40 split. Then it gets crowded around Côte de l'Ouest. And 20 East, Gallipo, now starting to reach for DeLille. During GMC's Truck Month event, get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 GMC Sierra 1500 models. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5.
This is the game that you love to play. It's called Spit It Out. We describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins.
And today's prize is amazing. As you know, I love Archipel. It's in it's on the South Shore in Saint-Hubert. Your chance to win $100 to spend at Archipel.
So here's your chance. You want to give it a shot? Maybe you've been waiting for a chance to play this game because you listen every single day. Well, this is your sign. Just text your name to 92925. You might be playing next.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
Planning a big Italian meal? Get all your ingredients at one place. Bertucci, Quebec's biggest Italian specialty market. The largest selection of cheese, cold cuts, olive oil, and more, all at wholesale prices. Visit 6205 Boulevard Couture, weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 3. Bertucci.ca.
If you're hearing this message, now's your chance. That is your last chance to make the most of Tanguay's $1 million sale, where you get one chance to win $1 million for every 100 spent. But it's ending April 27th. So
it's your last chance to have the chance to win big with a $1 million sale. You got that?
Certain conditions apply.
When the time comes to choose a Honda, never compromise on quality. Buy or lease your new Honda from Spinelli Honda.
It's the Spinelli Honda Checkered Flag Event. Get behind the wheel of the 2025 CR-V LX four-wheel drive. Lease it from $128 weekly for 60 months at 2.99% with $0 down. Drive home a winner starting at just $45,774.
Spinelli Honda, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Save big on designer glasses now at Gratian's Gaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel Optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on grace-scaff.com.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Ooh, nice. Air Canada has a worldwide sale.
Wow, look at this deal to the Philippines.
Nice, let's book it.
But wait, Naples is also a steal. Saving seafood and sun?
You want sun? There's a hot deal to Mexico.
And even hotter to Yellowknife.
Nice, but I thought you wanted tropical hot. You're all over the map.
Well, yeah, we've got over 180 destinations to choose from.
Saving on every single destination. Nice. Hurry, book at aircanada.com or contact your travel agent. Conditions apply. Air Canada, nice travels.
Change is a constant in life, but certain things are worth holding on to. Like the armchair you fell for. This one is a must keep. Until April 21st, save 15% on all regularly priced furniture and accessories in store and at must.ca. Find your must keeps.
When you get into a new BZ4X, you might suddenly realize how amazing your home really is. Because when you can charge your new EV with the regular outlet, it is the gas station. Which means finally, your coffee will be fresh. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota. For a limited time, you can get up to $6,500 in government rebates and Toyota customer incentives. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Quebec Toyota dealer today for details.
All right, your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
A fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny and Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes?
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny and Company restaurants for a limited time.
Everything is on sale at the Sephora Savings event, and it's almost over.
Stop. Everything?
Everything.
So, Sol de Janeiro?
Yes.
And Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez?
Yep.
What about Ilia?
And
K18 and YSL?
Yes.
Yes. Yes!
Okay.
I need to start shopping.
Yeah, you do.
Beauty Insiders, it's your last chance to shop the only beauty event where everything is on sale all at once. The Sephora Savings event ends on April 14th. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca before it's too late.
Your Honor, I'll be brief. The coffee maker sitting before you has proudly served the Thompson family for 6 years. Today, now broken, it's rejected by society as a whole, seen only as trash to be thrown out. Your Honor, I beg to differ. I demand that we consider repairing it.
Repairing instead of throwing away is one way to reduce waste. Learn about other ways by downloading the Savaou app from Recyc Québec. It's time to consume differently. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ride a Lexus Laval. Treat yourself to an exceptional spring and lease the all-new 2025 NX250 at a rate as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Lexus Laval.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Listen up. Let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
Let's do it. Wow, Natasha
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Spit it out, the game where we describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins, and up for grabs $100 to Archipel.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person vying for that prize is Amanda.
Good morning.
My ex-girlfriend.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. No.
How many ex-girlfriends do you have? Because every time somebody new on the line, you ask, Is this my ex-girlfriend?
I prefer not to answer this.
What does your black book look like? That little black book with all the women's numbers. Right?
Again, I don't want to answer this question.
Amanda's giggling.
Back to you.
Yes.
All right. So, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Then we have Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Oh, good morning. Right. Are you there, Kevin?
Are you up?
Hello?
Hi. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Can I get a woot-woot? All right.
There we go. We got it. So, Amanda, listen, we did call you first. Who would you want to play with, Claudia or Natasha?
Claudia, please.
All right. Here we go. I'm so ready for you, Amanda.
Spit it out. Team Amanda and Claudia starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, when hair grows on your legs, you take a razor and you?
Shave?
Yeah. Ken and? To doll?
Barbie?
Uh-huh. Okay, finish the lyric. Blank, blank, rain, blank, blank, rain.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay, streaming service to watch movies, the most popular one?
Netflix?
The hair that grows on top of the lip of a man?
Mustache?
In the summer, you jump in this to keep cool. If there's water, it's a in-ground...
Cool?
Yeah. We eat this on Tuesdays. It's hamburger meat. Oh.
Tacos?
Yeah.
No, I know, but that was the right answer.
Hold on. Claudia, can you just very quickly describe that song to us again?
Blank, blank, rain. You could have said Prince. You could have said Prince.
I could have said so many things, yes. But it was Purple that we were looking for.
Okay, I think I'm too young. I don't remember that.
You are never... One second.
What if I would have said Sport Tiger Woods?
I'm not a golf fan.
Oh, there you go. I'm glad I didn't go for that one either.
I was just saying golf.
All right, Amanda, you got 5. Congratulations. Kevin, you could do this. Team Kevin and Natasha. Spit it out starts in 3, 2, 1.
Kevin, Claudia and I like to drink this on the weekend. It comes in a bottle.
Wine?
Yeah. CF Montreal is what team?
The football team, the soccer team.
Yes. Blue is for boys, and this color is for girls.
Pink.
Yep. You put this on your steak when you... It's got different types of flavors. They're called?
Sauce?
No. Okay, pass. King and queen lives in this, and a princess. They live in
castle.
A big... Yep. You put your shoes on this. It's a?
Rock.
No, you put your...
The true rock.
Oh. Wow, so... Kevin, that wasn't you. I'd say, I don't know, you got hung up on a few of those, Natasha. What do you put your shoes on?
On your foot.
A rack.
You put your shoe on your foot.
On your foot.
Kevin, it wasn't a rack.
He's still guessing it's a rack.
Sorry.
You put your shoes on your foot.
It was a good guess, Kevin, but that's not what we were looking for.
Kevin, you got 4. Amanda, you're the winner with 5. Congrats. $100 to spend at Al Chappell is all yours, and that's what we got every single day this week when you play Spit It Out. Moments away from finding out exactly what is trending in Montreal, and it is the worst way possible, and you're seeing a lot more of them at Montreal hospitals. It's gross. I'm warning you. It's not very nice.
Don't have your breakfast right now.
No, don't. Okay, but first, let's take a look at traffic. Kim, how are the roads?
Oh, things are a little busy. Champlain backing to Milan this morning. Mercier, 132 just past the lights. 138's at the Bingo Hall. 20 East at Gallipoli reaching for DeLille. Then it gets crowded through Lachine. 40 East, Illatorre's backing to the 30-40 split. Then it gets crowded around Côte-de-Liesse and the Midwest. Slow moving from La Cordaire right through to DeCary. Now until Wednesday, visit Farmer Free for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Now back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat 92.5.
It was always you. All right.
an hour, 5 minutes, 11 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so
the
precise.
Easiest quiz in the world.
The countdown has begun.
Oh, it really has. I mean, it started... That countdown started Friday when we finished the last one.
I know. It's just so much fun. I mean...
Because it's that easy to win $1,000.
It really is easy.
Yeah. You got 30 seconds. The hardest part about that game is your nerves, just controlling your nerves. Because you know the answers. You know the answers to all of the questions.
And, you know, if you take too long answering them, you'll be kicking yourself after. Because, of course it's that. I mean, it is that easy. It's so much fun to play along to. It's so much fun to listen to. It's really a win-win situation for everybody except for our boss.
Yeah.
It comes out of his pocket.
That's
his
right.
Bank account.
Screw him. I'd rather you get the money.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Okay, before we get to these three things, just that you need to know this, so it's like three and a half things. If the Habs win one of their last two games,
yes.
They make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, okay?
And perhaps Demidov is on the ice tonight. We don't know,
maybe. Yes, no,
we're excited. We're excited.
Find out.
Go Habs, go.
Big news, which means Montreal is going to completely potentially change within the next 48 hours. There's a different vibe. Okay, this is a vibe that we were not hoping for. There is a huge increase in pests in Montreal hospitals.
Ooh,
no,
yuck.
Not annoying clients. We're talking actual pests.
Ugh.
Mice, rats, cockroaches, and bed bugs.
Ooh, bed bugs. Ooh, those are hard to get rid of.
I mean, kind of all of these really are, because the problems have gotten bigger and bigger over the last few years. The reason for it is because of all the construction.
Yeah.
Right? Specifically the construction at the hospitals, because they're older hospitals. Mm-hmm. And when you do construction, when you're digging in the ground, all the little things, critters, kind of need a place to go, so they just go up.
They migrate. Towards the top.
Exactly.
Ooh.
You know, they have a bad rap. You ever, like, wonder what they're thinking? Do they know cockroaches and mice and rat that they are not liked?
No, you know what goes through a cockroach's head?
Yeah, they're just girls, food.
Oh, no, a boot.
If you believe in reincarnation, can you imagine coming back as one of those four things? I'm like,
Oh, well, if I had to choose, it would be a rat, because they're super smart. I had a rat. But I know.
You had a rat as a pet?
I did. Killer, his name was, and he was so smart. I would teach him tricks. I'm just saying, rats are very smart.
No. Okay, so there's an infestation in the hospital.
And this is the thing. They actually looked at all the hospitals and the amount of money that they all spent on pest control over the last few years. So there's no surprises that the MUHC spent pretty much the least. They actually, if you look at all the other places and add them all up together, they spent less.
Because it's fairly new, right?
It's new,
state of
the art. It's beautiful,
exactly. But
the older hospitals,
which is all the hospitals.
Yeah, okay? You're right.
So we're not even going to go into all of them because I don't want to completely depress you on a Monday. But Saint-Justine.
Oh.
Okay. In the pediatric hospital, the change between 2020 and 2024, okay, 4 years ago, they spent an average of $12,500 on pest control.
Okay.
Last year, $67,000.
Oh, that just goes to show you how big the problem is.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, no.
Maisonneuve-Rosemont doubled, in the last few years. Santa Cabrini.
Oh, yeah. Been there a couple of times.
Pest control rose from 18,000 to 26, so doubled in a year. I mean, this is, it's really happening more and more. And even if we're talking, what was this hospital over here? So there was Sacré-Cœur that had a problem infestation of ladybugs.
Oh. Ladybugs are good luck. I'd rather have an infestation of ladybugs than mice and rats.
I know, but see, with any of these things, any infestation, what you got to think about, it's not even the extreme of like, oh my God, there's thousands of mice. If just one or a few ladybugs goes through the window into an operating room, you have to shut down the operating room.
Yeah, you do.
You have to completely scrub it.
Awful.
And that's what they're seeing a lot of these problems is that it's having to shut down such big wings of hospitals for a few days to clean it and to,
So anyone going into these hospitals right now to visit a patient or a loved one, they're going to be like, ugh.
And people are coming in with the bed bugs, and that's how they're getting in. People don't even know. So that's, I know.
Okay, so from pests to pets, let's talk about our pets, right? We love them so much, but could they be also going through what the tariffs are doing to us? And that eventually is what's going to happen. So there looks like there's these pet stores in Montreal that are deciding to boycott American products. Mm. So some of your favorite treats that you buy your dogs and your cats, etc., if they come from the U.S., well, looks like they're putting their elbows up and they're going all Canadian.
Yeah.
Specifically, this one multi-sports complex in St. Lazare has decided to liquidate all of their American products, and they are only going all Canadian. They're saying that they want to do this, obviously, to take a stance. I don't know how my pet's going to feel about having some Canadian food, because I do know that the treats that I buy are American. Mm. So now it looks like our pets are going to have to go through this.
Yeah. And listen, I'm all for supporting, you know, Canadian and local, but I do find that it's really hard if you have a pet that's highly sensitive to certain foods, like my dog who has allergies, and it's really hard to find one specific food. And there's only one that he can handle. And I'm going to Google it to make sure that it's not American, because then what do you do? It's hard to transition a pet from one food to the next as well.
And that's when you know that this is a real thing, because it's easy for us to change our habits, but when it affects the dogs.
Yeah, it's not that
easy. I hit the streets earlier to find out what the dogs think about us changing, and this is what they had to say.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay. I know, I like the beef too,
but you might have to go for chicken now.
Okay. Just
all right, speaking of food, we're going to be happy about this. So, as you know, Costco has an amazing food court. Back in the day, you used to be able to go to Costco food court without a membership. Now you can't anymore. You have to be a member.
Natasha's never eaten at Costco.
I've never eaten at Costco. Oh. And I know everybody brags about their hot dogs and their ice cream, and I've never eaten that.
And their poutine, right?
I love poutine.
So here's the thing. Like, they like to change up their menus once in a while. Like, so some items will disappear. And so this one item that's a classic that disappeared a few years ago is actually making a comeback, and I'm super excited about it. The smoked meat sandwich.
Which I never knew was the thing.
I never knew that too.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. We live in Montreal. You're telling me that as a Montrealer, you're going to be like, oh, I'm craving smoked meat, and you're going to go to Costco for it instead of like a Schwartz's or a Chinois?
I've never been to Schwartz.
What?
No, never been to Schwartz's.
Overrated.
There's also smoked meat Pete in the West Island.
Fantastic.
That's really good.
But so it's not about that you're going there. It's not that you're going to Costco for any. It's not a destination for it. But once you're there, now you get a reasonably priced meal.
Right? Oh, it's cheaper.
So a hot dog, the giant one, is $1.50.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not getting that. So there is something. So do we know when it's coming? I need to know. Listen, forget all Costco's. Costco Vaudreuil. I know you peeps listen. Okay? I need to know, when are you getting the smoked meat sandwich? Because your friend Lee needs to come.